the morning worship, the Holy Spirit was already in touch with what was going to go on with Pastor Robin's message. So there was a sense this morning that I had that someone had really struggled to get here this morning, that they had to be really intentional and determined to actually make it to be here this morning. And I was sitting and I was pondering that a little bit, and then we had another word come in right after that said, there is freedom in intentionality. And I thought, very fitting, because that was what the theme was this morning. And then the testimony that Linnea and that had shared this morning also went along with being intentional. She had to be intentional about her healing to have that kind of freedom in her life. And we're given those opportunities, but we have to pursue them ourselves. So I just wanted to submit that to you this morning, that, you know, God sees those intentionalities. That person who struggled to get here this morning, God saw that. You know, that's something that doesn't go unseen. So I just want to encourage you, whoever you are, that, you know, being intentional and being determined is what it's all about.
Amen. Thank you. I'd like our prayer team to come up front here at this time. You know, Pastor Robin preached an incredible message just now about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We just heard a word that there's someone, if not someone's here today, who had to be very intentional about being here, and God had a message for you this morning. If you have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you heard that this morning, and your heart started fluttering, saying, I want that. I want that. And we're going to be moving in this whole thread here for a little while here at our Father's house for the next few weeks. However, if your spirit is resonating with this right now, I'd ask you to give the Lord an opportunity this morning. And we have people up here that are willing to pray for you. Also, if you need prayer for anything else, get to be healing in your body or anything else that you're going through right now, I'd welcome you to come forward and let us pray with you and see what God's going to do this morning. All right. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for what you've been doing today. I thank you for the work that you've been at today. I thank you for the dance ministry, Lord, coming and sharing with us. Lord, I thank you for the kids that are downstairs being blessed. I thank you for everything that you've been doing today, Lord, working this together, sewing your thread through all of this, Lord, and drawing us together in you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here today. We thank you that as we declare the characters and qualities of you, you stir up the atmosphere with your presence. So we just welcome your presence. We welcome it here in an even greater, more tangible way. We just thank you and we give honor to you. We give honor because we are submitted to you. We surrender to you. We surrender this entire service, everything to you right now, Lord. And I just ask, as those that are ready to surrender their lives to you and see you come and teach them, comfort them, encourage them, strengthen them, put your power in them, Lord, to do the works that you have through them, I just ask right now, we call on your presence to come in a whole new tangible way. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer, please come forward. Otherwise, I'd invite you to go out into our lobby so that you can snack and yak together and fellowship out there and give people the amount of peace they need in here to connect with the Lord. All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Amen.